You are now listening to the Vitalize Podcast. Hey, yo, what up, family? Welcome back to the Vitalize Podcast. You are here with your friendly neighborhood host, Mr. Marcus Black. And I'm super excited to be here with you today. Why might you ask? Because it's a new day, and it's a new day to your heart. You woke up with it beating inside your chest and pumping blood all throughout your body. Life is lifing. You are breathing the breath of life through your lungs. You are alive, so there's no other reason to be excited than simply because we can. Because you can. Because I can, we can, you can, they can, we can. And you can. Be excited, man. Be excited about life. Life is so beautiful. Like, even when it's not, life is beautiful. On your worst day, there's still something to be thankful for. So hopefully, if you're new here, welcome. You might wonder, what tsunami hurricane did you just walk into? It's called M. Black Speaks. And this is the Vitalize Podcast, man. It's filled with lots of energy, lots of life. Every episode will be life-given, no matter the topic we talk about. But we're just a community of people that want to figure out how we can make meaning of this life and how we can get out here and go and maximize our life, our passion, our purpose, and our potential so that we can live our best lives. And this started out of my heart when there was a time when there were so many people who felt unhappy and unfulfilled in life. And there was a time when I felt unhappy and unfulfilled, and I had to do something to change that. And that's a whole nother, maybe I'll give you that episode next, or you can go back. Either I'll give it to you again, or you can go way back to the beginning of the Vitalize Podcast and find it. But I give you this process to help you realize and recognize how to vitalize your own life, which means to give life to, how to awaken to your purpose, your passion, all the things. And we just want to help support each other, live our best lives on the pursuit of fulfilling our purpose while we help other people do the same thing. So that's what we're here to do, man. So if you like positivity, if you like passion, power, poise, persistence, perseverance. I was going to say as many P words as I could. Alliteration. Shout out Miss Malone, my 11th grade English teacher. You are dope because I remember the words. But excited, man. Excited about the message today. Listen. If you've ever had a dream or dreamed a dream in your heart, if you've ever felt like there was somewhere that you wanted to go, if you ever felt like there's something inside of you so big, waiting, dying, desperately trying to get out by any means necessary, but you feel like something is holding you back, some adversity is keeping you from being able to fully step into what you were called to do. Maybe it's adversity, maybe it's circumstances, maybe it's finances, maybe it's fear. But no matter what it is, you came to the right place today, because I'm going to teach you exactly what you need to do in order to make those dreams a reality, in order to birth that huge vision that you have inside that's dying to get out. But you don't exactly know how to let it get out. Don't worry. You came to the right place. Your man's got you today. So thank you for being here. Listen, guys, you know the deal. You guys have been doing an incredible job of sharing this. Thank y'all so much for, man, this season has already been remarkable. We are making moves. We are growing. The streams are growing. The downloads are growing. Keep sharing it with your friends, man. If you like it, if this brings life to you, that's all I ask. There is an opportunity. There's some stuff on the table. Some people want me to create this where you got to pay for it. Guess what? I don't think I'm going to do it. Instead, I want you guys to be able to have access to it. That way you can still access this for free. But if it is for free, you can help me by sharing this with your friends. You know what I'm saying? If you have not, go on Apple or Spotify, leave a review. That helps. And that helps it catch a wave and do the things we want it to do. Now, for this dream that you got inside of you, I know all too well what that feels like, because there was a time when your boy had a dream. I have a dream today. I have a dream, man. I had a dream. I still have a dream. My dream is fully in motion. I set that dream in motion a couple years back. And I remember a time when the dream felt so far-fetched. I was like, I don't even know if that's a dream or if that's a fairy tale. Ooh, some people think they're synonymous, but they're not. The problem is all of us are dreamers when we're born into the world. We have dreams, yet as we grow, life happens and it begins to take that dream from us. You start to face things like bullying. You start to face things like people who mistreat you. You start to face things like people who belittle you, who demean you, like people who hurt you. And this causes you to question whether or not you are valid, whether or not your dream was valid. Why should I even dream if people don't think I'm even worthy of living? If people don't think I should exist, if people don't think I should coexist, if people just want to tear me down every chance they get, people want to abuse me, they want to physically beat me, they want to mentally beat me, they want to emotionally beat me, and you find yourself in that place, it causes you to stop dreaming that dream. And I want to urge you, if this has been your life and I was just speaking to you and your eyes are welling up with tears or you feel that in the pit of your stomach because it caused you to relive some trauma, don't worry. I promise to always leave you better than you came. So if you ride with me, listen, I know it's hard. This is hard. It's hurtful. Navigating the traumas and pressures of our lives and our past and the things that hold us back. But if you rock with your boy, I'm going to show you exactly how to unlock those cages, how to free your heart and your mind so that you can go live your absolute best life. That's what I'm on the planet to do. But the first step is you got to remember your dream and you got to keep your dream, because there's never a point in time where your dream is irrelevant. A fairy tale is a made up story. Your dream is significant because it was given to you and can become a manifestation of your reality in your future if you're willing to do some things. And if you don't know the things to do, you came to the right place because your boy's going to tell you what to do, right? But your dream matters. The first thing I need you to know is your dream matters. Your dream matters. Now, how, Sway, how do I make my dream? No, how do I get my dream? I hear Kevin Hart's voice in my head. How do I get my dream? Anyway, I'm gonna tell you how you get your dream, and it's gonna start by telling you how I got mine. And I remember sitting in corporate America and thinking, like, this is not it. That was my dream once upon a time. At least I thought it was. I convinced myself it was. Yeah, bro, go wear a suit and tie every day. Can y'all imagine? Some of y'all watching this right now, shout out to the people watching this. Some of y'all watching this right now, and you see every time, if you go back and just watch every video of me, you're going to see your boy likely with a hoodie and a hat. Some hat, some hoodie, in different multiple colors and variations. And But my dream was actually to be suited and booted, suit and tie daily, high rise building downtown, hustle and bustle, financial world. Like, that's what it was. And then I got it. And I remember sitting in downtown Oklahoma City in a high rise building, looking out, gorgeous view, glass view out the window, and thinking, this can't be life. This can't be it. I don't want it to look like this, man. Is there any other way I can do anything other than this? And it started to slowly take my spirit away. It started to diminish the joy and the light behind my eyes. It started to tear me down. It started to make me feel less than. Some of y'all know that feeling. Some of y'all thought something was your dream and then you got to see it and realize it was more like a nightmare. That's how I felt anyway. Or some of y'all maybe never got to experience your dream, but you're just sitting here in that same situation feeling like it's a nightmare, wondering, when do I get my turn? When do I get my shot? When will my dream come to pass? Well, first of all, you got to pick it up. Have you put it down? Did you go put your dream in the closet like you did an old pair of shoes that you ain't never going to wear again and just let them sit at the back of your closet collecting dust? Or are you going to pull it to the forefront? You're going to pull them out, pull your dream out, explore options of how to make it real. So that was me. And I was in this corporate America and I was fulfilling my dream, but I also feeling emptier than I ever had. And then that's when the plan initially set in motion. And I wound up taking another job, which was a much all caps better experience, and working in the church world and working with some incredible people, including how I met my brother. Shout out to Rose Records Creative here in that world, and be able to build some powerful lifelong relationships with some remarkable people. But in that world, while it was still good, it felt like I was on a parallel road. Now I'm like, okay, at least I'm headed in the right direction, but this specific vocation is not what I am meant to do forever. So if that's the case, what am I supposed to do forever? I knew all along. This is let's park here for a minute. Let's park it here. So many people, I ask them what their dream is, and they say, what if you don't know your dream? So many people I talk about walking out your purpose and your calling. What if I don't know my purpose or know my calling? I always ask my clients when I sit down and coach them one-on-one, and I'm asking them the very first meeting, what do you want? This is back, throw back to a couple episodes ago. What do you want and why do you want it? What do you want most in life? What do you want your life to look like? What do you want to do? What if you don't know what you want to do? I can't tell you how many people that is their reply to me. Some of y'all was thinking it before I said it. Well, I don't even know if I know what I want to do. What if you do know what you want to do. Stop saying that. You know what you want to do. But life has taught you that what you want to do is not what you can do. It's impossible. I'll give you an example. Somebody wants to be a gamer. You want to be a video game player for your life. Video game, nothing brings you more joy than playing video games. Now, the simple fact that I just said that, a lot of y'all, probably 50, 100, several of y'all, just burst out laughing into your, you burst out laughing out loud in your head. Because you immediately thought, who wants to play video games? Grow up, right? Grow up. Get a life, get a job, get a real job and take care of your responsibility. And those are the very things that make people not say what they want to do, because you get belittled, because people make a mockery of you, because people tear you down. And what I am saying to you is, to you who, that one of y'all that's watching this, that like, dang, how did he know? Yeah, you want to be a gamer? Guess what? You can do that. It ain't going to happen though. Without you taking no action. And just because you think you want to be a gamer because you love games and it's fun, when you choose to do that for a career, you realize that's a whole lot more that goes into that than just playing for leisure. It becomes a job, and then you got a schedule, and then it's content, and then there's a lot of things you got to do to make that successful, but you can do it. You can do it. There is nothing that you can't do. The other dreams, when I ask, what do you want? And you say, I don't know. What if you don't know what you want? You know what you want. You want to be an esthetician, but nobody in your family has ever been able to have a successful business. You haven't been able. You try multiple times, and all the businesses you try fold, and you don't know why. You don't know what to do. Or maybe there's a, like, you could just go on and on and on. You want to be a professional athlete. You want to be a speaker. You want to be a content creator, a podcast host. But the reason you don't go for it is not because you don't know what you want. It's because you're afraid to say what you want, because you're afraid of being wrong, you're afraid of it not working, or you're afraid of people ridiculing and laughing you. Fear is at the forefront. Fear is the crux of the matter. Fear is the centerpiece of the thing that is holding you back from establishing what you want in your life and going and getting it. And that was the same thing for me. So I ain't telling you that you're afraid and you shouldn't be. I was afraid too. That's part of the human condition, is fear. So I found myself in this place where I was thinking about this, and I was like, man, I would love to help people. I would love to not speak. I never wanted to be a speaker. Some of you was like, how do you be a speaker? We can have that conversation, but I never wanted that. I didn't want the stage. Don't put me in front of no people. I'll tell you that story till the day I die. I didn't choose that. It chose me. But what I wanted to do is help people. I wanted to take my lived experiences and help people. Now, that's what I asked God for. Hey, guess what? Hi, you. I get to show up with my experiences through my pain and help you. That's what I wanted to do. I didn't necessarily want to do it the way that I'm doing it, but that's what I wanted to do, and I get to do that now. So I'm blessed. And that's another message. Park it there for the person who finds yourself and it's like, dang, like, I got what I wanted, but it's not how I wanted it to look. You don't get to choose that part. You just get to choose. Like, I said I wanted to help people. God was like, I got something for you. I'm going to take you, put you in a position, build a platform for you, and allow you to impact a lot of people. It ain't going to look the way you thought it was. You're going to get uncomfortable. You're going to get out of that comfort zone, and you're going to use the voice I gave you because you can. Okay, God, I ain't arguing with you. Got it. Get it. Got it. Good. Let's go. Right? So I remember finding myself in this situation, and I remember thinking, like, when I'm at the church, like, am I ever going to have a chance to really live my dream, which is what you see me doing now? But I had to figure out what my dream was first, and I had to not even figure it out. I knew what it was. I had to be honest with myself about what it was. So I need you to be honest with yourself. What is your dream? Write it down. For real, my dream is. Matter of fact, this is an exercise. Let's see how many of y'all actually do it. Screenshot this wherever you're listening at. If you're listening on Spotify, you're listening on Apple, screenshot it, and I'm going to see who follows instructions. And then go post it to your Instagram story and tag me in it. Tag MBlackSpeaks and say, my dream is, and then put in the blank whatever your dream is. It could be long, it could be short, I don't care. Just say what your dream is, and I'm resharing all of them because the world needs to wake up and know that their dreams matter and remember how to dream again. So you will never achieve a dream that you haven't identified. So if you know what it is already, but you've been afraid to say it, this is time to kick fear to the curb, and this is time to show up for yourself. If you know what it is, but you've been allowing anything else to keep you from saying it, this is the time. Now is your time. And that was the first thing that happened with me. I got honest with myself about what my dream was, and I knew that it was never going to be fulfilled within the realm of working physically for vocationally for a church. I knew that wasn't going to happen. And some people think, oh, that's bad. No, it's not bad. Like, there's some people whose life is meant to be lived out working there. That wasn't mine. That's not my personal mission. I know what I'm on the planet to do, and I'm doing it now, but I wouldn't be doing it had I stayed there. So sometimes you got to trade the good for great. That's a whole nother story, but that's hard. It's not easy to do. Now, when I was on the fence and I was teetering, I want to wrap up this episode finishing these points and principles that I think will really help you. And I got four of them for you that actually come from the next season of my life. When I went from being super lost to then knowing what my dream was, or thinking I knew what my dream was, getting that dream, realizing that wasn't no dream. That was a nightmare because I was like, you know, what happens? I asked this question before and I'll ask it again for the new people. Welcome, family. What happens when the dream is realized and for the first time you see with real eyes that the dream ain't all you realized? Ooh, bars. Look at that. I feel real deep right now. I'm gonna run that back. Rewind. See what I said. But what happens when the dream ain't all you realized? And that's where I was. And then so I stepped into the church, which was incredible for me. Development grounds, training grounds, got to help people. I thought it was it for a while. And then I realized, like, man, this is incredible, but this is not what I'm supposed to do. I'm on a parallel road. I'm headed in the same direction, but we're supposed to work together. They're supposed to be right here. I'm supposed to be right here. And we keep pushing towards the goal. And then something crazy happened. It was in that season before I transitioned. And when I transitioned, listen to me. That's where I first started this podcast. That's where I first, the book, all of the stuff, man, it all started in that little season. But before it started, there was a pivotal moment that happened. And I'm going to take you back to that pivotal moment. And my hope for you is that if you are watching or listening to this, this will be a pivotal moment for you. And the pivotal moment is one that you can build upon to go make your dreams a reality. And so for me, I'm sitting there teetering back and forth and I'm wondering what happens next. Where do we go from here? How do I make that real? Is that even possible? And I'm sitting and I'm waiting. I'm in DMX mode. Lord, give me a sign. I need to know. Somebody let me know. Shout out to the OG rap fans that just got super hype. Somebody let me know. Lord, give me a sign. Because I hadn't left my role at the church. I was just feeling it. But I was feeling like I needed to communicate it. But then I also was feeling at the same time, boy, you lost your mind. Why would you leave this? You taken care of. Your family is taken care of. You compensated well. You treated. Like, why would you leave this? So you got stability. Why would you step into the unknown? Shout out to Frozen. Look at me. You guys didn't know you was coming to a musical today. Why would you step into the unknown when there's so much certainty here? And I remember going back and forth and wrestling and praying and fasting and asking God, what is it supposed to be? Because I don't know. Give me a sign. I knew what I wanted. I was afraid to say it. Can I tell y'all? Can I be honest with y'all? I'm going to be real with y'all. Can I be honest? I was afraid to communicate what I've already said in this episode, which is, while the work I did for the church was incredible and it was impactful and it was good, it wasn't what I was called to do. Something about me just didn't feel good about that. Like, I'm called to people, to help people, to shepherd people, to pour into people, but not through that avenue. And I felt like ashamed, like, am I letting God down because I'm saying I don't want to work for the church? Even though I always work for the church, because the church is not an entity, it's not a building, it's people. But still, I felt that, and that's what I was feeling. And I'm being honest with y'all. So I'm like, man, I'm feeling all this shame and guilt and feeling like I'm like bad for thinking that there's something else I want other than this. I'm speaking to somebody today. And I'm in this DMX headspace like, Lord, give me a sign. And shout out to my man, Sean Johnson. This dude is such an integral part of my story of who I became. Like, man, if I was Saul, that's extreme because I ain't never killed nobody, but some of y'all get the reference. If you don't, Saul was a dude in the Bible who was not good. Not only was he not good, he was all bad. He was out here killing people just for repping the name Christian. Oh, you want them people? You follow that dude? You believe in that Jesus stuff? Off with your head. Yeah. Don't believe me. Check my footwork. It's in the Bible. You can fact check me. So this is where we were. But Paul was on the road. He was just going about his business. And while he was on the road on the way to Damascus, he came across a man named Ananias. And Ananias was just doing what he was supposed to do. And that crossroads, that intersection would forever change the trajectory of not only that story, but the world because of that impact. Sean Johnson is my Ananias. All right, Sean Johnson, if you hear this, I don't even know if you know that, but I've shared with you bits and pieces. But the way God used you and the way you willingly showed up and played your part in all of this is astronomical to me. Matter of fact, I might tell y'all that story. So if y'all want that story, y'all let me know. And I'll tell y'all that whole story because that in itself is a miracle. Matter of fact, yeah, we're going to bring that back. But for now, Sean Johnson was having an album release party. And I'm like, I'm just a fan. Oh, if y'all don't know who Sean Johnson is, by the way, Sean C. Johnson is one of the greatest musicians I have ever personally witnessed. Like, the art is ridiculous. Guy's amazing. Phenomenal. Check him out. Like, he got millions of streams monthly. Like online because that's how good his work is. But anyway, he was having a show and an album release show. He brought in a friend, Shy Speaks. Shout out to you, Shy Speaks. I'm in this DMX headspace. Lord, give me a sign, right? And I remember going to that show and a little uneasy because at that time my head was so consumed with wondering what to do. So I couldn't even really enjoy entertainment because my head was like, God, let me know, please. Like, I need to know. I feel like I'm teetering. I want this, but I'm here, and this is not in alignment with this, and I feel like I'm supposed to do this, but I also feel like I'm supposed to do this. What am I supposed to do? Let me know. And I was in that place. And Shy Speaks got up, and she did her thing. She is a phenomenal artist, phenomenal artist. And she performed a song that changed my life and is the reason I sit before you today doing what I'm doing. This is the moment, the Ananias moment, when everything changed. Shy Speaks has a song called Go. And she said, I want to perform this song for y'all. I got it's called Go. And I want you to, if this message is for you, I want you to take this to heart, and I want you to put it into action. When she said that, I don't even know what the song is about, but something inside of me started to move. I just felt that same feeling again. The hair on my arms started to stand up. I started to tingle all throughout my body. Like, I don't know why I got this gut feeling that she's talking to me. She don't even know me, but I feel like she's talking to me. And then she starts saying the lyrics to the chorus. And the first thing out of the gate, the song starts. She says, I know what I want to be. I know what I want to be. I know what I want to achieve. But really, I don't know if anybody else believes. I want me some confirmation to give me a little peace. That's what I was waiting on. But God gave me release. He said, go. He said, go. Who is listening to me right now that's been on the fence and you know what you want, but you've been teetering back and forth and you've been in this headspace of, Lord, give me a sign. He said, go. And then she was there and she was gone. And I'm just like, what just happened? I feel like I'm in the twilight zone. Like all the hair on my body is standing up. I feel like I'm just went and turned into a Super Saiyan. Shout out to my anime fans. Dragon Ball Z. Dragon. Watch the dragon. Dragon Ball Z. Until next time. Anyway, that's what I felt like. I feel like Super Saiyan mode. Like, what is happening, God? Like, why? And he was answering my prayer. I said, Lord, give me a sign. He be giving them to us all the time. We don't take them, though. We be so distracted by the noise in the world. We're so distracted by politics and the election and who's going to do this and what drama and what trauma and what celebrity and what gossip. We are so distracted by all this nonsense that you've been asking for a sign for 10 years and the sign been right in front of the sign is in your yard, right in front of your face. It's written all over your face. The sign is right in front of your face. And you just been missing it because you're distracted. And in that moment, there was no distraction. I might as well have been the only person in that room, and we was having a one-on-one conversation. So the four keys that I want you to pick up from this situation, right? I want to give you these that you can take with you. If you do these and you put this into action, your life will change. I don't think it will change. I'm not unsure if it'll change. I stand on it. Your life will change. And the first one is this. Know your dream. I knew what my dream was. She said it in the song. I know what I want to be and I know what I want to achieve. She knew it. You know it. You know what you want, man. You know what your dream is. Don't hit me with the, I'm not really sure what my purpose is. Yes, you are. You know what you want. Problem is you shared it with somebody in confidence and they laughed at you. They belittled you. They questioned you. They made you feel crazy. And you say, oh, I better not say that to nobody else. Maybe I am crazy to think that that's possible. Guess what? I was checking the analytics of this show last night. And I remember having a conversation in the beginning, like, we don't really know what we're doing, but we're going to go for it. But what if nobody even listens to this? What if nobody cares and wants to listen to me ramble 30-ish minutes at a time? And I was checking last night and I was counting the countries where people have listened to this podcast. 59 countries. Yeah, that's what I wanted to achieve. International. But I was scared because people were like, why do you think you can have an international audience, bro? You know where you come from? You come from Mississippi, the poorest, cheapest, brokest state in the union. I know where I'm from, bro. I'm from the mud. People say, I got it out the mud. Yeah, you say that, bro. You came from San Francisco. You know, you was from Silicon Valley talking about out the mud. You from Highland Park, Northside, Dallas. You talking about you got it out the mud. Bro, I got out the literal mud in Mississippi. So, yes, you don't have to remind me where I'm from. I know where I'm from. But that was not a barrier for me accomplishing what I want and knowing what I wanted. Do you know what you want? Be honest with yourself. You know you do. Put it on paper. I told y'all what to do. Go do it. Tag me in it. Put it on Instagram. What's your dream? Because it's time to be bold. Know it first. She said, I know what I want to be. I know what I want to achieve. But really, I don't know if anybody else believes. So once you know your dream, number one, number two is, stop letting fear drive the ship. Stop letting fear control you. I'm not even going to tell you stop fearing because that's a human condition. I'm not going to be like, don't fear. I have fear all the time. I fear every day for my babies in the world they have to grow in and hoping they're safe. And when I'm away from my wife, hoping that she's safe. And for all my people who rock with me, hoping that nothing bad happens to you and that you stay healthy and whole and well, and that you go fulfill your dreams. When we're working against a real enemy and adversary in a world that don't want to see you win. So I know what it means to fear. I'm not telling you don't fear. I'm telling you to be courageous. Because if you look at the word courage, courage is not defined as the absence of fear. It's showing up in spite of that fear. It's doing it anyway. Do it afraid. So when you know what the dream is, then choose courage. Okay, it took courage for me to sit before my leaders and try to express to them this heart that I feel like I'm called to something else. And like, And I'm just anticipating, not that they said this, but it's like, what you mean you called to something else? What more can you do? You work for God. You work for the church. You helping people. What else is there? It took courage to sit down with them and say, I know this is great and this is amazing. It's not you, it's me. It was hard to do that and to say there's something else. And really not even knowing if it was something, believing that it was something else, but not knowing that this was going to take shape and happen the way it happened. I didn't know that. But I had to be courageous. And I was afraid every step of the way. What you mean? I'm going to go from stability. Weeks. I ain't going to tell you how many. Weeks of paid vacation. Weeks of paid sick time. They took care of the premium for the insurance. No cost because they value health. I mean, come on, man. It was like a lot of stability and structure to go into the unknown. Into the unknown. That was not easy. I was super afraid. When my wife looked at me with her beautiful brown chestnut eyes and looked into my soul and said, are we going to be okay? And lying to myself and her, I said, yes. But the reality was I didn't know. I had hope that I was, and I had trust in what God told me, but I didn't know if we were going to be okay. Now, if you're listening to this and saying, he's telling me to quit my job, I'm not telling you that. Because I ain't going to lie to you. It got worse before it got better. Now, when it got good, it got real good. But it got worse before it got better. It was hard. But that was a choice I was willing to make because I believed in what was bigger and what was called the calling for my life. So if you think that you're just going to walk away from your job and just step right and go and start tomorrow and be successful and go viral and have millions of friends and millions of followers and millions of dollars, that don't you dare, because that is not how this works. But if you are willing to be committed and you're willing to take consistent action and put in the work, you can have whatever the life you want. It's just going to take dedication, hard work, plus patience. Shout out to Neighborhood Nip. Nipsey Hussle, rest, man. Rest on. But you got to stop letting fear control. Stop letting fear control. Stop letting fear control. And then number three, you got to move with urgency. Now, this is a line I didn't tell you from the same song. I told you I know what I want to be. I know what I want to achieve. But really, I don't know if anybody else believes. I need me some confirmation, Lord. Give me a sign. I need me some confirmation to give me a little peace. That's what I was waiting on. But God gave me release. He said, go. And then there was a line in the song that was the icing on the cake. I was undone. I was undone. She got to the end of this song and she said, I'm saying, go like it's Monopoly. Boardwalk is my property. I'm not even paying attention and you just landed on top of me. Wait, what? Rewind. What does that even mean? If you are a Monopoly avid player like myself, you know the point of the game is to buy as many properties as possible, monopolize said properties, and then you win as the other players become bankrupt because they land on top of you. So all those things that tried to walk on you and crossed over you and ran over you before, once they land on you now, it's going to be all bad for them and all great for you. Yeah, I'm not even paying attention and I'm winning because of what happens when you go. So she said that. And then the last line of the song, she said, move with some urgency, like you know it's coming true. Quit saying you're waiting on God when I say God's waiting on you. Ooh. Move with some urgency, like you know it's coming true. Quit saying you waiting on God when I say God's waiting on you. And when I heard that lit the fire in my soul. I said, okay, God, no more excuses. I don't know how it works. I'm going to be courageous. I know what the dream is. I'm going to be courageous, and I'm stepping. I'm acting on it. I've been praying over this. I've been wrestling over it. This ain't no willy-nilly, like, spur of the moment, by the seat of my pants. I'm going to give my all to what I believe, and I'm going to do it now. And I had a conversation with my superiors. They were supportive. We made a plan and a decision to part ways. Before I even launched this whole thing out to the world, you can go back. The first video on this YouTube channel or the first video, like in my Instagram, I got a professional sound made, original sound. I got professional video made. I had professional audio done here made. Put it all together, launched the project, the website, everything. Man, I put in mad work. And I launched all of that. I put all my blood, sweat, tears, hard work into it. And I pushed it out to the world thinking it's my time to shine for 100 people to see it. Oh, yeah, man. You just left behind your full-time job for this. Sure did. Man, you just stepped into the unknown for this. Sure did. And I would do it again in a heartbeat. Because this wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be top globally ranked podcast. We wouldn't be in Forbes. We wouldn't be, I'm not even about to name all this stuff, TEDx speaker, best-selling author. Come on, man. What? None of it would have happened without that initial Ananias moment that Sean put together, bringing Shy in the words to go. And I move with urgency. You must move with urgency. Move with urgency. Don't delay. Don't wait. Don't delay. Don't wait. Just keep going. Keep going. Figure out what is it that you are supposed to do. That don't mean you got to make a move today. But some of you do need to, because you've been talking about a LLC for 10 years. You get an LLC less than $500 in every state in the country. In this state where I live, it's $100. Like, depending on Texas, $200. Like, wherever you are, you can get an LLC for less. You can start a business officially. Do the research. What's it take? You can write a book in 30 days. I know. I help people do it. You can start a podcast on the side while you're working and build your community and build some extra revenue and side hustle doing what you love. You can do that. But not if you keep talking about it. Not if you're sitting on the sidelines. Not if you're just waiting. And God's like, what is you waiting for? I already gave you the release. I told you to go. I'm waiting on you. You do your part. I do my part. So what you waiting on? With urgency. And the fourth and final point, we already said it. God is waiting. God is waiting. Like, and I know some of you listening, like, we all have different faith. That's cool. You don't have to be a Christian, but I know most people, majority of people, I would say, have some like moral compass or some sense of, like, for some people it's universe, some people, everybody has something different. Wherever you are, I respect you and your beliefs, but wherever you are, you know what I'm saying. And I'm telling you that God is waiting on you. Some of y'all believe God lives within you. I actually believe that too, but you know, it might be some little subtle differences in how we see it. But I mean, I even read in the Bible, God lives, God is within us. So what I'm saying to you is, don't make God wait. What I'm saying to you is, you can rob God. I remember sitting talking about my book, and I talked, this was about 7 years before my book actually came out. And I was with an incredible mentor, pastor, friend. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, man. Mr. J.K. Hamilton. I remember telling him my whole story, and I remember him pouring my heart and soul out to him. And he had written multiple books, and he said to me, brother, if you don't write a book, you are robbing God of his glory through your story. And you are robbing people of the healing and hope they so desperately need. That hit me to my core, but I didn't move with urgency. I could have passed away. You know how many opportunities and chances I could have passed away in that 7-year period, but God saw fit to keep me so I can get that book birthed to the world. But that ain't no promise, and that was no guarantee. And it's not a promise to you, and it's no guarantee to you. I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm just saying you only get one shot at this. You owe it to yourself to see what happens if you do it right. Because if you do it right once, is all you need. I'm challenging you to do everything you can to give your very best. I'm challenging you to own the dream. I'm challenging you to block fear and show up in courage. I'm challenging you to move with urgency. And I'm challenging you to put your gift on the table and watch God multiply it. I'm challenging you to go build and live your best life. I'm challenging you to maximize every moment of your life and go live your dreams, because you can.